Hello everyone, this is Mike Quincy connecting the light. As far as I'm concerned, my guest today hardly needs any introduction. She's Jeannie Townsend. She's been on my programme before, and I think she's becoming very well known because of her connection with the City of Light, which is very soon due to manifest in Sedona. And she's been very much involved in the whole issue for quite some years, and I think it would be a good place to welcome Jeannie to the programme and get her to tell us how she came to be involved in the very first place. So welcome to the programme, Jeannie.
Hi, Michael. It's so nice to be back on again. This is long-distance fun.
But, yes, indeed. Well, I mean, I know you've been a very, very busy lady, but for the benefit of some of our listeners who may be hearing you for the first time, tell them about your background and how you became involved in it all. And I believe, would it be correct to call you a messenger now?
Okay. Yeah, they can't shut me off. There's so much information coming through. So.
Okay, well, tell us about it all just for starters.
Well, let's see, where will I start? My background, for those who have never been around me, my background is in theater. Being a performing marionette artist, I have for years been performing. So to me, everything is showbiz. Mm. But after I married my husband, Reverend Dr. William J. Townsend in Apple Valley, California. Neither of us knew. He was a meditation teacher. Okay, he can get to total silence. And neither of us knew that he was what at that time was called a channel, which my inner teachers say that could be anything. And what we do is trans-audio information. I transfer audio information that I get. And Bill at that time did that, but he didn't know what he was doing. And until we got it filed down to that if he would go into a trance state of deep meditation, that there would be voices that came through him. So I had a tape recorder with the cassettes, and I'd sit on the floor and I'd ask. At first, I didn't know what to ask, who I was talking to. But what happened was that we got into a system of periodically having Bill lay on a couch and let whatever happen, because we were both in truth and light, and we wouldn't accept anything else. And that's what we got, truth and light. So during this time, I would take down the messages on the tape recorder. So I knew what had been recorded, and he didn't know what was happening, so he would get to hear the tapes, which I have all the tapes that were recorded at that time. And what was coming through was that there was to be a city of light. Oh, a city of light. Huh. But not just, people have been seeing cities of light for a long time. This one had a tag to it, is that it was a healing light. That what was said was that this planet, this beautiful planet that the only thing we have to walk on, is in trouble and has been for a long time, and it needs to be healing. There are people who, and astronauts who want to go to the other planets. From what my inner teachers tell me, and a lot of them are my favorite ETs, that we're not allowed because our consciousness is so low. We're walking around in the dinosaur age, if you will, and that this consciousness needs to be raised. And over the whole planet, both you and I, Michael, know that there's light workers all over this planet doing that, plus a lot in the unseen worlds, of which I talk about. Well, when to travel on here, Bill not only brought through that there was to be a city of light, the first of its kind on this planet ever. Some people will say it's the second coming, and I have asked that question, and yes, it will be considered the second coming. And it is really needed. So with that, Bill was told to go get some art equipment. And now he couldn't draw a straight line, Michael. He couldn't draw anything. But for 3 years, he was in and out of the guest room making drawings, architectural drawings of what was in the city. He brought through a plot plan, which incidentally Bill made his transition in 97. And at that point, I had to take over and find out what the heck I was doing. But he brought through the plot plan. He also brought through two more. One was the gates. Now, in this plot plan, there are four gates, and there are also four high towers, which I don't want to jump around, but this, as long as I'm on this topic, let me tell you about them. There are four gates. Each gate is five stories high, and all around the big entrance, as I will travel you into the city itself, all the buildings are white with gold trim, and I mean real gold. God, that's good stuff. So around the entrance is a design all done in gold, and it looked like it's padded, because when I go in to see, in my meditation in the early mornings, I get to see the vision. Because when Bill was here, I asked, you know, if this... Yeah, the City of Light's coming. Yeah, right. Well, if this is true, can I go see it before it lands or whatever it's going to do? And they said, yes, you can do that. It took me 5 years to get up to the level to be able to see inside this fantastic demonstration, the greatest show on earth that's about to land here. Well, it's already landed, but I'll get into that. Back to the gate. Around the entrance, as people would enter in to go in, there is like gold padding. And I said, what's in the padding? They said it's coded so that anybody coming up to any of these gates from any place on the planet, they know they've come home. There is that kind of coding in it. Not only that, but if somebody is from another country and you don't speak their language, you will understand what they're saying. This is pure magic. My mind couldn't think up these things. The gate towers, as I said, are five stories high. They have turbo engineering in it, of which I do not understand turbo engineering. But I figure God can do anything, so we're doing pretty good. And on that note, it has to be from someplace other than this planet. We could not build this on this planet. When Bill started to get the designs, we thought we were supposed to build it, you know, like you build a city or a center or whatever. Nope. We finally got the clue that not only do we not have the materials on this planet, but the government might have a few problems with such an edifice coming forth. So we gave up that, and we said, okay, this has to come from God. This has to be something like a miracle. And somebody I heard recently said, if you don't believe in miracles, you're thinking too small. And that's what's happening here. This is one big miracle. Well, it's the first of several. I want to scoot you over to the high towers. The high towers are 1,500 feet in the air. They, on the top, have like a catcher's mitt, is an explanation. Bill had to go find a sunflower, because if you look at a sunflower, anybody listening who's into flowering, you know in the center of it, there are little brown pockets. Well, that shaped like a catcher's mitt out in the universe that has been hitting this planet for centuries are called uniphase power capsules, energy. Uniphase power capsules, UPPCs. And as this catcher's mitt up on top on a gimbal swerves, it picks up these capsules. That light energy goes down to the city, lights up the city, and states around. It's not just contained in one place. This particular city, the energy from it, which we're already feeling, is transmuted out to people and other locations all around the Arizona area and other states beyond that as well, I understand. These high towers, they are magnificent. I have been so blessed to be able to go into this city and see what you're going to be able to walk into. Because if you couldn't walk into it, it's just pie in the sky and another dream that hasn't happened. This is the first dream. And at this point, I'd just like to thank all the blessed ETs and the light beings who have been working for centuries to bring this baby in. Yes, well, that's a start, Michael. Is that okay?
Excellent, yes. Now, the immediate question that comes to my mind is, because I'm not sure if you've covered it in your first book, is what is actually in the different levels of the towers? You said they're five-story high.
Gates are five stories high.
Yes.
They have what we would call offices, places where the electrical and energetic fields would work. There's another, which may help, Michael, under the city, there is another city. It is run by huge computers. Big. I had never seen computers this big. And so you have an electromagnetic field going on under the city, around the city, and everything that is captured inside, as I'll explain some of the healing techniques that go in. Does that help any?
Absolutely, yes. Obviously, if you've got towers or gates that high, I just wondered what was on each level. I mean, not in detail, but what the function was. Now, that's fine. Now, the other question that arises from what you've just said, and this might be in your book, but I've forgotten, where do the ETs come from in the sense? Do they all come from one constellation or all different races of ETs?
They tell me they're from a universal communities, many communities from all over the universe have somehow banded together and have been using advanced technology to bring forth the city and the healing that takes place within it. We're getting space technology here. One of the buildings, and I'll bring this in because it has a major component of the whole thing, is an amphitheater. It's called the Embassy of Peace, which is in my book. It has a few of the visits in there. Within, for your vision, within this building, it's huge. I come in, say I've been coming in with my city guide, LaLuke, who's got me into all this. We go in through from backstage. They teach me through theater techniques because that's my language. I envision coming in from backstage, and on the edge of the stage itself are five entities of light. One of them speaks our language. His name is Ulan, and he's the one I get to ask questions to, and he speaks back in my language. The other one speaks space. They say, ask me, do you speak space? Well, not really, but I'm ready to learn. Beyond them, beyond the stage, out in the audience, in this huge amphitheater, are hundreds of blessed ETs who occasionally I get to meet one or two as they come up on the stage. And Ulan speaks, is an interpreter, if you will, for me. I have met some of the grandest ETs in the whole world. I'm going to movies about aliens taking over the planet. So with the tape recorder going and Bill in trance, I said, talking about ETs, are they coming to conquer us? There was a moment of silence, and the voice very strongly came back and said, what's to conquer? What have you done with your planet? What have you done with your forest? What do you do with your animals and your people? You're called the United States. What's united over there? You're forever fighting back and forth. What this planet needs is love. That's what we bring, love. And there will be no more wars, ever. Nobody wins. Nobody. This planet is on a directory to be a star, a pure light star, even with as close enough as the lighting of the moon. And that's what's going on here. And they really mean love business is going on. So with that kind of, I go to the embassy. In fact, I went yesterday. I'm in there maybe in meditation, maybe an hour and a half, asking questions that I bring out. And the other ones are in my book. But people wanted them in dates because I go in so often. It's like, just in the embassy, about 124 times. So the new book will have all of the embassy visits in, every single one from way back in 08, so that they can get a full picture of what I was told, because, you know, lots of times I go in, I don't have any questions. I don't know what to ask. The stuff is far out for me. So I don't know if that helps or not, Michael.
Absolutely, yes. That's a wonderful, uplifting message that you've given there. Now, you mentioned the hundreds of ETs that are in your audience when you're speaking with your five entities on the stage. Uh-huh. Why are they there? Are they beaming energy to you, or are they purely interested in what's going on?
They're all part of, as far as I can tell, they're all part of the city being put together. When I come through those drapes and hit and on stage, I can't explain how much love comes to me. I can hardly stay on my feet and my guide holds me. The love that is coming from outer space to us, excuse me, is so strong. Mm-hmm. They say we here on this planet don't even know what love is, what real love. They said it's either love or it isn't. And if it isn't love, you don't need it.
Yeah.
And my thought was, what, Michael, if everybody on this planet felt love at the very same time, what would happen? Leaving out nobody. Everybody felt this love at the same time. Would this make a difference?
I should think we would all ascend immediately.
Yes, I think so, sir. I think so.
Right.
And this is what we're going to look, this is what we're aiming for. This is what's going to happen. And with this city, this birthing about to happen, we're going to feel this all over the planet. Something's coming. That's why when I go across the country to talk about it, that's my opening line. I bring you good news. Something's coming.
Lovely, yeah. Now, over the time that you've been visiting the city, has it changed in any way since your first ever visit?
Well, I would say the building was still going on because I've been going in here for 30 years. So the buildings that I have been privileged to be in and see how the healings take place, every once in a while, so I guess I'm answering yes to that. My guide will lead me in a direction, and I'd say, where are we going? I want to show you this building. And the way the buildings were put in place, he took me to one, looked like an open field with nothing on it. And there was overhead, in some distance, there was a spacecraft lowering a completed building into place. So I guess that's the way they have been coming in. It's not that we're building it stone by stone by stone. We've got light technicians out there who are so far beyond what we do. They say, you want to learn space? You want to learn? I say, yes. I said, I don't even know the computer that well. They said, your computers are toys. You don't need to do that. We will teach you space. And I have a space master who is, his name is Yah Fufus. He said, I can call him Yah for short. So he's teaching me as in my kindergarten language what as best he can. So I'm just in the process of learning. But we are so blessed to be in this life, in this history, at this time.
Well,
we've been chosen to be here.
Right.
For just now, what we're talking about. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you, still on the same subject, is have you visited all areas within the city, or are there still things to see? Because when you mention the size of it, unless these buildings are extremely large, it would give the impression that perhaps there is more to see.
Oh, yeah. There's much more to see, Michael. The buildings that I have seen are all functional. Takes up area. I think the question I get most from people is, especially in this area, well, when it comes in, is it going to land on my house? No, I don't think so. I think God can miss your house. But actually, it is here. It has landed. It came in Christmas Eve. And we are feeling in the Sedona area, which is vortex. And that's one of the reasons that we're getting this one as the first one, because it is a hologram. Everything is a hologram. But this is coming in to a third dimension. So it has to be so we can walk into it from something that is in a higher level, as you're talking about. And it is here.
Okay, fine. Now, you've mentioned, obviously, that the ETs are behind all of this, but is it only them that controls the City of Light? And I mean, are they there permanently?
I think we have, as much as I know, Michael, at this point, we have beings of light. I don't know if you want to call them ETs, you want to call them. They are not in charge. Nobody owns this city. God owns this. God is the creator. God is the whole thing. But there's light beings who are so high in level energy, as you would call it, that they are in the city. They know how it works. I have seen them. Let me take you as an example, okay? They're called light modules. And some say somebody has a physical something or other. They go to the light modules. On the plot plan that Bill did up there, there's four of them. And when you go into a light module or a light pod, they also call pods, you know how when you go to a doctor, you need to have all the background, if your mother or your dad had such and such, what kind of ailments did you have? They have active screen, like you walk through. All your DNA is encoded. The light beings who are there, because I have been there many times, know exactly and precisely what needs to be taken care of in the light module, in your body. When you walk in, you walk through the screen, so you don't have to bring any paperwork, insurance, all that stuff. You are shown a flotation table. There are no legs under it. It just floats. And with that, the music, the sound in the background is designated to that person. This is the kind of music that is soothing to them. the odors in the room, the fragrances, are for that person only. Something that really they would really enjoy. And so as they're laying on this flotation table, the light entities know what has to be done because it's all they're all told with whatever came through on that screen. And there's an electromagnetic field under the table, at the feet, at the head, and this is when the lights come in. Everything is done in lights in the city. There are no needles. There are no knives to cut the electrical system. It is no dope. This is all light in different forms and shapes, some I have never seen. On this planet, we don't see light like it's really out there. And the light that is in that room totally is all healing itself. You are so comfortable, you think you've gone to heaven for some reason. I have been on that table, and have seen other people get healed from whatever they wanted in that particular place. But the other buildings also have different types of healings going on. Have I seen them all? I don't think so. I've seen a lot of them, but this city takes miles of groundwork to be able to hold as many buildings as I have been talking about. Mm-hmm. And why Sedona? I had to ask the questions because I'm kind of like a detective. Okay, why is this? Why is that? Why Sedona? Why Sedona? Well, because you have the vortexes. And right now, Michael, they are beefing up big time. It's like a filling station, and this energy is filling up the city itself. It would be like you would see, how can I explain it, a see-through castle, say, and like a sandcastle, because it is so high in vibration that coming into that city would be the energy to fill it so that we can see it and walk into it. So that is what is being done right now from what I'm being told. But it needed to be, the first one needed to be here in this location because of the power we have. The portals are that we have underground and the Red Rocks, for those who have never been here before, it's one of the most beautiful spots in the country. Portals are opening up all over. We have a lake, small lake, not far from here, that the imprint was made by a spaceship. It has no bottom to it. The geologists cannot find a bottom. So it's a landing site and takeoff spot for the help of the city itself. I also had to go and ask, of all the holy places in the world, why the good old USA? Why the United States? People travel for hundreds of miles to find a sacred spot. Why the USA? And I was told that for centuries, the city has been called Jerusalem. And I thought, oh, yeah, okay, all right, so what? And they said, spell it out. It's coded. Right in the middle, if you spell it out, you have USA. It's been coded in there for centuries. And I thought, well, you know, I know there was three wise men that followed a star. They said, was it a star? Or was it a city coming in with someone who knew what was about to take place? Whoa, okay.
Well, that's very interesting indeed. It's wonderful information. Just going back to the light modules, or pods as you have called them, once they have encoded your DNA or found out what the codes are and therefore they know everything about your condition, does it then follow that they put everything right so that you are then in perfect health?
Yes, overall, generally, you're made to feel good. At that point, if there is anything, it's like a first visit, if you would. If there is anything that needs a different kind of lights, because it is all light, they will have you go to whatever building that you are to get the next whatever session with. But the healings do take place. I have not, in watching everything, not seen anything not take place. So, you know, how many people are calling for God to heal them? Well, God's about to do that. Just make sure you want the healing.
Right. Now, I'm going to ask you a question that might sound a little bit tricky here, but I'm assuming that because of the high vibration of the City of Light, that possibly not everyone can enter it. So does that mean that it is not necessarily open to everyone on the planet at the moment?
It's the ones, you're right on target, sir. The ones who have, they'll know when they come up to the gate, or they'll know if they in mind that I'm going to the city. They'll know that, well, it's not quite time yet, or yes, go. When they get there, as far as I know, because I don't know everything at this point, but when the questions come up, then I kind of chase them down within. People with darkness, meaning to me ignorance, if they have darkness, they will not be invited in. They will know this is not the win. The city itself cannot be destroyed under any circumstances. And with that, it's totally on healing. So if anybody's going to walk up to that gate and want a healing, they're going to get the energy ahead of time and the feeling of, yes, I'm to go in. Yes, I'm going to get this leg fixed. Yes, I'm going to walk again. Yes, I'm going to get whatever. Darkness or ignorance, those who would think of anything other, they won't even, don't even think about it, because this is totally light, and darkness pours light anyway. So what we're getting is that with love, either it's love or it isn't. And that's about as much as I know at this point.
Fine. Now, I think you've spoken a number of times within your messages about seeing, I think, literally thousands of people making their way to the City of Light. So I'm thinking to myself that if thousands of people want to get inside, I mean, can it accommodate the number of people that would want to go there for healing? I mean, how would they control that?
Well, this is probably the question that people up here who don't know this is going on in the background is going to have to be, they're going to be very surprised, because from the visions that I've seen, people coming up here from all over, you're going to have crowd control. As soon as the media picks this up, it'll be all over, which incidentally is why the next book is coming out, that there is more. This is the first one, and there will be traffic jams. And the ones who do know that this is happening, they're already starting to figure, how are we going to handle this? Figure that out. I wish I had the answer to that particular question, because it deals with both the upper levels and the level that we're in here. I just have a sensing that God's going to have mob control some one way or another. And incidentally, as there's only one, and this is the prototype, this is the first, Michael, the very first that has to be activated, entered into, have healings, etc., then there are 13 more on the grid that will open up around the planet, duplicates of this one. That's
right.
What I know. The next book is called Universal Cities of Light. That's the next book.
It seems to suggest that the additional 13, as I think you said, will all come together. So that will answer, I guess, the big demand that you would get from all over the world. In effect, you could say to people, hold on, you'll be getting your own one very shortly.
Yes.
So, I mean, there was obviously a plan to put them where they can be best used. So that really covers part of my question, doesn't it, as to how you deal with thousands of people wanting healing.
Well, the only one that I was getting for sure, that and I challenge everyone to make sure that I'm, you know, it's not just me doing this. I want to know where they are. The first one I was told is Australia.
Right.
There is a city somewhere over there. I've never been to Australia. I've never been out of the United States so much. So
right, yeah.
I'm coming over to see you. Just yesterday, I got three more. I said, I'm going to talk to Michael Quincy, and yes, they're going to ask me, where are the rest of them? So yeah, just yesterday in deep meditation, I got, there'll be one in China, France, right, and the United Kingdom.
Okay, that's fine. They'll be the first of the many.
Yes, they'll be the first. I'm not sure, Michael, if they're all going to open at the same time, because there would be, what, nine more? Nine mm-hmm. more to open. They're all on the grid now.
Right.
And this one has to be approved, tested, and then that energy goes out. And I'm sure by the time the book is ready to be published, which is my business partner, Charles Betterton, gets these published. He puts them together and gets them published. We will uh-huh. have the other cities where they're going to be. And they say from each city, that energy, just like the one here, will go out all over the land. Because I'm getting letters and questions from all over the planet. I go to email and there's one from South Africa, and I'm going, whoa, how about this?
Right.
Yes, that's where I'm in. And people saying, well, are we going to have one here? Are we going to have, and I can only know so many as they tell me. I can't make it up. So, but that's what I know to this point. Whatever that is.
Yep, right, well, that's fine. Now, I'm guessing here that because of the technology involved and the fact the cities are being run or staffed, if that's the right word, by these beings of light, mm-hmm. that they would operate continually. I mean, unlike us who would shut something up for the evening or the night time.
No.
So would that be correct? You know, just keep operating.
I don't think they're going to close on Sunday. I think they're going to be running 24 hours. You know, we're just talking about all the people who will come here. 24 hours. People will be meeting light beings. So the more people can be into meditation before all this happened, the more they can be light workers, the talents that have been being used. Like, let's see. The doctors and scientists, okay, let's take them. They have practices all over. They will be invited, or they'll go to the city. There is a university that will teach them to use light instead of the knives, the needles, the whatever we use now. They say our tools are barbaric, and that when somebody gets an illness, all they do have to do is the media say something is, we have a virus bug over here and it's heading in your direction. Well, the mind picks all that up and we develop one over here. How nice is that? There has to be a better way. They tell me that we are so into finding cures for everything. And that we no sooner try it, and takes too long. They say it's taking you too long to find a cure. You need space technology to get you to where you need to be now. We are in the now wave. It's not tomorrow. Tomorrow's here. It's now.
Mm.
And so with all that, the doctors will go into the embassy, learn how to do space technology, take it back, throw out the stuff that doesn't work anymore, and use this new, beautiful way of healing. It has to be that way if this whole planet is to heal. So, and healed it will be.
Right.
That I can guarantee.
Now, with all this very advanced technology, etc., mm-hmm. once the first city, or perhaps when the rest are manifesting, will they also have facilities to pick people up and take them there, or will everybody have to make their own way?
Not knowing how long it is for the other cities to open. Let me hold a minute. At the beginning, I'm getting that the people will take their normal travel, be it car, plane, boat, ship. However, that the technology of space will also be moving into the travel area and the bringing forth. People have to get used to ETs. I'll be glad when they get a disclosure, gosh, because they're the best friends we've ever had. And so, wait just a second. Okay, we have space travel. We will have space travel. There is, it'll be faster travel, Michael, than we can do by car or plane or whatever. And that's about for that. I'm to stay with this particular question and take it into the embassy. Oh, okay. I'll take it into the embassy and let's see what they have to say about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I was thinking that when you look at the ills and problems people have, clearly there are some that have a greater degree of urgency for healing than others. So would they exercise some sort of priority by taking in the ones who are, say, most desperate and in need of healing?
Sure, yeah. I'm getting yes right now. Not only will they be taken in, but they will heal, be healed quickly.
Oh, wonderful.
So somebody who have trouble walking in, they just may be able to walk out.
Lovely. Now, I thought of what possibly is an odd question in a way, but it occurred to me that where you have people in old age, they often have problems that go hand in hand with just getting old. So would they completely heal people and deal with old age problems so that in effect they would bring them back to, say, a more pristine condition when they were younger?
Let me tell you about, I'm going to ask, tell you yes, and I'm going to send you, because I was in the embassy yesterday morning, and because I had looked at some of the questions, and one of them came up by about age. So I took it into the embassy and said, well, what about aging? What's going to happen? And what they say is that, as a quick way here, I said, will the City of Light be able to reverse aging? I have been asked. And Ulan says, what is aging but a state of mind that humans have been programmed with since childhood? You live in a third dimension where time and pre-programming have set the course year after year, and you humans even celebrate getting older. The City of Light will help in that department, of course. The energy itself of dramatic entry sets the course of mind changing, so the effect becomes this natural event of progress. Wow, what a miracle has taken place overnight. How can this be? They say, I must be dreaming. Look at all the people who go to Lourdes to get just something that will help you be mentored. This city is so needed. They're all needed, Michael.
Yes.
And so God says, okay, guess what? You're going to get taken care of. You're going to float around out in this universe. You got to be shining like all the rest of them out there.
Right.
The city is a new beginning, they say, for everyone, as the Christ man has said, and even you has turned on the media news reports that somebody has put a kitten into cement up to its neck and let it die. I almost went ballistic. The children and the animals on this planet need to be taken care of and cared.
Right.
And for, I want to say, idiots, darkness, that would even think of such a thing will be released. And it's either love or it isn't, because there's no love here. The city energy will spill out in many directions, they say, and I'll send you a copy of this. And close by states, the Arizona border will also feel the clean air of what's going on. Yes, Michael, we're going to heal them all. I'm not, but everybody else is. I personally do not do age. A long time ago, I don't even get into that. I heard a speaker, I think it was Deepak Chopra, say, nobody has to die. You program. Nobody has to get sick and die. You program yourself to do this.
Right.
Some people like to be victims. You get a lot of TLC. I don't need this. So I gave up aging. And my body responds to that. And my accountant says, how come you don't have any medical? I said, I don't do that. I stay healthy as much as I can. I stay in the light and I do my work. But everything is being prepared so that people, whoever's listening, you can be healed. I bring good news. Get excited. Do your meditations. Get into the light. And you'll help yourself one right after another. But, yes, whatever I'm saying. I don't know what I'm saying.
Right. It's the power of the mind, isn't it? And I guess people don't really have the confidence to believe how powerful they are.
Absolutely. One of your questions, Michael, I saw that you asked me, was what was the best place in the city that I like to go? What did I see that really got me excited? And I thought, boy, I know what that is. It's called the Birthitarium.
Yes.
And my guide took me over there, and I said, what's this? He says, this is a Birthitarium. I said, is that like a Breathitarium where the chakras are cleared? He said, no, this is a birthing place. Go in and look. So I was up on kind of a level, and I looked over the edge, and there were three human ladies giving birth, and they were laughing. The babies were being born with a tone. They had an aura. They were laughing. There was no instruments of any kind. There was no screaming, no cussing, no nothing. They were having a birthing party. And I looked over, and with tears running down my face, I said, you know, this is how God planned it in the first place. It really is. So the children coming in are going to be healthy. They're going to be with advanced thinking. They're going to be beautiful. Nobody's going to have these coming in with maladies because somebody around the birthing mother carrying that baby said something about, well, I don't think this baby's going to make it. Well, these babies are going to make it. And they're going to come in, and this planet is going to be alive. We're happy. It's normal for us to be happy every day. We don't do that. We get into stress and all of, well, stress is going out with the ignorance. We're not going to do this anymore. It's a new planet. It's a new life. And we're, as I said, blessed to be here at this time in history.
Absolutely, yes. It is a very wonderful time to be on the earth, and I think people are waking up to that fact. And we can really ignore all the dark things that are going on because there's so much more to look forward in the light, isn't there?
Oh, gosh, Michael, absolutely. There is one building. Let me tell you about the Memory Manor. This is where you would walk in. You sit in a seat, and there would be a big screen in front of you, great big, like a drive-in screen, sort of. And as you sit there, say you got something, a memory that has been bugging you and you can't get rid of. It's like monkey talk comes up periodically. And sometimes it brings pain, sometimes it brings happiness. But this type of pain, you want to get rid of it because it's old stuff that isn't going to work anymore. So so that person is sitting in the seat. They mentally bring up that thought, that old thought that keeps coming back. Okay, you can come up now. It's like a sub in the subconscious, like a submarine. The periscope goes up. You let that thing out. It is shown on the screen right in front of you in three dimension. You see this whole thing. But you know what? There's no pain. The energy of that pain is gone. You're just looking at a picture. It was just part of the hologram that went by. And there is such relief in the body that this has taken place. And with that, you get to go outside and you walk through a light shower. It's not water, it's light. And that releases any of residue that a victim might want to hang on to because it's gone. When you think of that particular incident or memory, it's okay. There's no pain. There's no stress. There's no nothing. It's gone. That's memory manner. That's just one of the techniques that is happening.
Oh. How unusual, yes. It's brilliant to hear about all these things which you... I guess you wouldn't normally even think that they could exist. Now, it would appear to me from what we already know about the city and the other city below it, where you have all the computers, that everything is computer controlled. But having said that, do they need other beings to operate any of the stuff?
There was other beings when they took me down to see what was underground. With these huge computers, there were beings in there, but there was absolutely no sound. That was what was fascinating. On the screen, screens, everything on above was being monitored. I don't know what else they were doing with the particular screens, but the sensing and the feelings of these beings, you just want to hug them. You're just pure love and light.
Yeah.
And I found that throughout the whole city grounds themselves. My teacher took me past a pool. And I said, what's that? He says, it's a healing pool. I said, what does that mean? And he said, it's a cleansing, clear skin conditions. Like if you have a cut on your finger, you put your finger in the pool, and the cut is healed. And I was saying, well, what about the teenagers who have acne? You know, they're always fussing with this. He says, you put your hand in the pool, you put some of the liquid on it, and they rub it on their face, and that's gone. Anything else, he says? I don't think they've missed anything about healing, any way, shape, or form. You want one more? Let's see. The last one was just a few weeks ago. It went into this building, and I says, what's this? And my guide says, watch. And when there was maybe 10, 20 people in the building, all sitting in this room, and when they walked in, they had their picture taken, their face picture. Okay. Now what? What are they doing with that? So I watched over one lady's shoulder, and she had what looked to me like, I'm a Disney fan, it looked like a magic mirror, but it was called a light pod. And that picture was there on this mirror, and as she looked at it, the picture changed. She had in her mind, that's what she was told to do, what do you want to look like? And in her mind, she had the picture of maybe she was age 25 or 40 or whatever. But what she wanted to have changed in the facial was she wanted her nose changed as much as I could see over her shoulder. And I watched in three dimensions this mirror change, because her face was changing from that picture to what she wanted. And when she looked back up at me, because she could feel me over her shoulder, her nose was smaller. I thought, oh, my God. And I think those three words is what everybody's going to utter. Oh, my God, with the city. So light it be.
Jeannie, I think so far what I want is two bottles of water from the pool, and I'd definitely like one of those mirrors.
Everybody's got plastic surgery is going to look at it in a different way. They're going to do it with light instead of knives and stuff. This is so good.
It sounds wonderful and almost too good to be true, but of course we know with God and these higher entities, there's absolutely everything is possible. Now, in the cities, they have these different units. Would there come a time where they could set individual units up outside of the city?
I think so, Michael. I think that goes with the doctors and scientists coming in and learning advanced space technology. Then that kind of thing that they're doing in the city for healing can go outside the city and be used there. Everybody won't have to come into the city, but they're going to want to, because this is quite unusual. But the doctors have to learn all this new technology, and that's what many of our space beings are bringing to this planet. They are determined in love and light that that's exactly what this planet's going to be, love and light. And nothing less will be available.
It's extremely lovely to know that there are such caring beings around, and that they will be, in effect, like joining us, and we'll be joining them.
Yes. May I just read a little short story, sir?
Right.
This would be God talking. And the question is, what in heaven is going on? Even the kids like this story. And it's only, three-quarters of a page. May I read it?
Please, go ahead.
Oh, I don't know if we were off or on. Or if you want to do something else, we can do something else.
No, please proceed. That would be very nice to hear it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, once the great creator looked over the creation of stars and galaxies and planets and says, yes, this is God good. Suddenly an angel appeared and said, excuse me, perhaps you might want to take a look at that blue planet over there. And the angel pointed to this planet. God took a closer look and saw a planet in upheaval. Wars and threats of wars, people against people and pain everywhere. And they were sending fireworks back into the universes. Oh my, this will never do, God said. What's to be done to bring peace once and for all? Then God got an idea, a very big, magnificent idea. Yes, that will work. First I must get their attention, and then I'll work on the peace, for this planet must be healed. And I'll send my angels and light workers to set the scene. This will be my most magnificent production ever witnessed on that planet. I shall design and bring forth a glorious healing edifice, and all will see for the very first time in their history my city of light that will have within it my holiness, the ways of healing unknown there. Yes, I agree with me. I shall send forth my light to do the healing with my love. Angels, take down this proclamation and send it forth to be picked up by those who are open to receive such good God news. Let's see, how shall I begin? Oh, yes, my proclamation. Yes, that's a good start. Take heed, O people of the earth. There will come by dawn's early light a new heaven on earth that embodies all I stand for. Love shall be my messenger, and my light shall perform the healings. This demonstration is now declared in process and is given as a gift to every living soul who inhabits your planet, which, incidentally, belongs to me. Make not an unbelief of this declaration, for I make the earth with my insignia love. No longer will wars and unsettlement be tolerated. Only peace shall be your reward, and this decree cannot be stopped under any circumstances, as I stand as the Creator and vow this to be so. And now, take heed, each one who is reading or hearing this, know that peace on earth is my intent, and all will know my words are true and demonstrated. You will see for yourself in your third dimension, so prepare yourself for such a demonstration as it is nearing the sunrise of expectancy. Awaken, for it is time. Signed, God.
Well, that's beautiful and very uplifting. It will give people a lot of hope who perhaps feel down or oppressed by things that are happening.
Oh, praise God. You know, one thing I can tell you, Charles and I went to a book conference, and I had my book on my lap, sitting in the back row, okay? This lady comes by. She looks over. She sees the title with the spaceship on the front, and she says, "That looks interesting." I said, "Would you like to flip through it?" So she did, took it away. A little later, she came back, and she looked at me, and she said, "People must think you're nuts." And I said, "Well, actually, no." Within 3 weeks of this book being published, it was in 18 countries. I said, "Somebody's paying attention and is looking forward." She says, "Oh, my." I said, "Would you like to take it overnight?" She says, "Yes." Okay, I will. The next day, we met again for the conference. She came by with the book, and she said, "Oh, my God, I was up all night reading this." She says, "I just want to thank you for writing it, because you give us hope. And that's what we all need right now." Excuse me, I'm in tears. That's what's happening, Michael. We've got good news.
Yes,
so everybody,
it's brilliant.
Get ready to be healed, ready or not.
Right. And it does show the power that the written word can carry when it holds such a high energy that when people read it, they feel that way about it, I think.
Oh, well, look at the beautiful stuff Solus has been bringing through. Mm. I'm such a fan. I can't hardly wait to read what he's going to bring through next. And all the other speakers out there who are sending us good news, because the planet is in such a flux right now of change. As the new energies come in, the old energies go out, because this has to happen for this beautiful planet to be what God said it's to be. And those on other planets say, "Hey, shape up. We would like to have this whole universe filled with light and love. We don't need any more darkness. So if you're of ignorance, smarten up. It's time."
Yeah.
So that's what a
good message that is for people. Now, Jeannie, my next question is to ask you, after ascension, which is anticipated at the end of this year, will the cities of light then remain permanently on the earth, on the new earth?
Yes, sir. Well, in asking that question, they said, "Well, it has to. You're still in three dimension. You're elevating, which is great, but you're still in third dimension. You have to, of course. Okay, we're not going to give it to you and then take it back. It's going to be here." And speaking of time and space, of which you just are, time is collapsing. That's one of the things they, I am told, that, where was it? Oh, here it is. Never before has there been such a time as we are now living, that so much change is taking place so fast, that this planet has been under such pressures in a constant vibration of 7.85 megahertz, and science does not understand. prophets, seers, and biblical writers have foretold this time for of ascension. Where did we get the idea that we were alone in the universe? At this very moment, there are hundreds and thousands of entities unseen are working to bring forth this creation. At this very moment, time is collapsing. But no end to our world, just new consciousness. Yes. What do you? And that's where they said, what do you think will take place? We're living in the, if everybody felt love at the same time, we're living in the fast lanes now. And there's no time. We're being elevated like in a building. And that's for us girls. We're going to the top, and there's no time to get off and shop. Yeah. So that's what's happening.
Great.
So maybe something's going to happen before December 21st. Who knows?
Well, there might be lots of things, hopefully.
Yes, and it's here. So anything can happen at any minute up here.
Oh, well, I'm looking forward to some very exciting months to come. Now, I've mentioned about the period after ascension, and since that will be an upliftment in our body cells, and we will have overcome whatever lower vibration we carried before, it might mean that up to a point we don't require any more healing. So what would be your answer to that?
I would think what would happen if everybody felt love at the same time. I think that's a vibration we're going to feel.
Okay, so we can't say it's unlikely because we don't know, but on the other hand, it must seem unlikely, I think, when you look around at the moment. So, right, now you said the cities of light would remain after ascension. So my question was really bordering on the conclusion that perhaps we wouldn't need them anymore.
Well, I don't know, as the new generations come in, how that's going to work. I don't think we have to worry about it for a while, because there's quite a few that need some help on this planet. And
yes.
I think they're going to be around. And even with that, Michael, the doctors and the scientists will know how to take the new technology that we will be given, and it'll spread out. Even in areas that they don't know what the heck we're talking about.
Right.
Those
facilities, shall we say, that would be on the new Earth then extend to beings from other planets, for example?
Oh, yeah.
Would they come here for healing?
Oh, yes. There's so many here that nobody sees yet. I mean, I just feel I'm getting hugged all the time. And with the ones that I have met, there is, we talked a bit, you asked a bit about the four keys to light. Mm. The people that I meet with that go through the four holy keys, the second key is called the atonement. And this is not atoning for anybody's sins. We're moved past that. These are tones. These are universal tones that have power that will help not only bring the universe closer to us, but accept us to be part of those communities. That's where we're at. We need to be part of this whole thing. So we're not fighting like they did in Avatar, destroying the movie, destroying what God has already brought forth as light. And to be able to know what's going on in other planets. We're all one. On one planet or another, or across the waters, like I've never been to Europe or Australia. And here we are, the technology is that I can talk to you long distance.
Yes,
And you can send that out to whoever you send it out to.
Right.
And we're just blessed that's coming in. A lot of it I don't know, because I'm not mechanically inclined. But I'm ready to know space.
Indeed,
I'm a Jedi master.
Wonderful subjects. Now, you've just mentioned the sacred keys, and I was going to ask you to tell us about the classes that you run, because I believe that there are four sacred keys altogether.
Usually, I do it in person, for groups, okay?
Right.
And I travel across the country, or they come to me, whatever. There is four keys. This was given to me way back in 1990. It came through and said, this is what you are to do. And you are only, at that point, they said, you are only to give it to someone one-on-one only at that point. That the power of the keys is just that. It has power to, and if the wrong people had it, they could misuse it. I have not had anybody come to me that, and they don't anyway, unless they are looking for light, and they are doing that kind of thing. Just as a run through, the first key, many people know about. It's the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was of God. I needed to know what that Word was, and I was given that Word, but not only given it, but how to use it. How to use it to better our lives. And many people who have been, which are called light links now, use that and are elevating themselves. The second key is the atonement. This is tones. This is not atoning for any sins or whatever. Sins is just missing the mark. It's an archery term. The third key is where we go through lights. This has to do with the chakras and a corridor that, for most part, we don't know about. But we use it primarily if we are talking, helping God for something, or asking for something. Please help me, da-da. That's the only time we use it. During this session, light is applied, and that's cleaned up like a rotor cleaning up a channel. The fourth key, everybody has understands what the first three keys are. The fourth keys, long ago I found out there are many master... Uh-oh, we got cut off. Is that me?
Have we?
Are we okay?
Yes, I'm here, yes.
Okay. Is that me?
It was probably only an interference. Yeah, I'm here and I can hear you.
All right, sir.
Yeah, carry on.
Fourth key. See, you get the keys and look what happens, all that power.
Right, tell us about fourth key.
Okay, quickly, it was, I learned a long time ago that there's many guides, masters, et cetera, mentors, but that each of us have personal guides. One is a gatekeeper, one is a lead guide. What I do is bring through the names of those guides, and not only that, but a description. So people like kids have an angel they can hold on to. What happens with this is that they are able to know about them from having their names and the description. But I needed to know how we got them. Okay, I want to know who's talking to me in my head. I want to know how this started. How did I get these? Where, who are they? How do they start? Do they, as guides, have to learn anything to be able to talk to us and guide us? Oh, you bet. So the fourth key is all about that. It's that we have friends in high places that are personal to us, only us. Nobody else has these particular guides. So that's what I do when I'm not doing anything else. I bring through people's guides.
Right.
And then that's put into the fourth key. And we get together, and I give them all the information. How this is going to, because more and more people are asking for the keys. I said, you're going to have to clone me pretty soon. But there, I'm sure there's a way of doing this that Charles knows about. That so we can do it just like you and I are talking or on Skype or whatever, that we can do it kind of that way. How that works, I don't know yet. Right now, I do it in person. So I don't know how God's going to set that up. But it's gone from just one person to groups now. I can link. I late link them in groups. So you get any answer, let me know.
Right. Okay. Now, you've talked. Spoke about them in terms of classes. So do they have normally a set time that they run? I mean, how long does it take?
Yeah, it usually takes me in person 4 hours. It's 1 hour per key. So okay. That they have all, and they have printouts that they take with them and they fill out, still talking in person here. If it was done another way, they would have the information come over the internet, and when we talk about it, so we could do it that way. But it does take in person 4 hours, and people come from other parts of the United States for the keys. And I've been doing a long time. I've got through a lot of guides and gatekeepers.
Right.
Because I guess God thinks we need them.
So from the beginning to the end, what difference would someone expect to find within themselves?
With the keys?
Yes.
They would be able to find a love for themselves, first of all, and that's what we need most of all, that we are important, that we are God stuff, if you will, and that in using the techniques that are given, the sounds, that having been, had that corridor open, all you can see is elevation, more love, elevation quickly, and since this is coming out now, so many people are interested. It must be time. It must be time. And in knowing how to use the keys, and even the word, this holy word, how do we use it? How do we use a tone every day that would help all the planet, all over, even if we're not there? That's what's included in the four keys.
Well, you raised an interesting question there, really. I mean, how do you expect someone to use the word?
How do we expect it? With reverence?
And well, I mean, you're giving someone a word, and mm-hmm. they're obviously going to use it for some
yes.
benefit. So how do they actually use it? Just
well,
for themselves?
Well, that's part of that key, Michael. Because yep. I had to know that same question. Right. How do we use it? And Bill was still here. Doing trans audio. And so he told me, he says, we use this word every day, but we don't know the power that's in it. So between that and the atonement, you got a powerhouse. There's a feeling of power that goes into it with the body and the mind. Everything begins to be cleansed out of the subconscious that is no longer needed. A combination of this and the city, whoa, everybody is walking on air, so to speak. I don't know how to keep your feet on the floor.
So what you're saying really is it's a very personal thing for you yourself.
Uh-huh. I've been using it since I first got it.
Right.
He said, use it every day. Use it in meditation. Use it, and when they, what's called light links, is going across the country, I've been meeting groups of people, and we've been doing the four keys. And take Albuquerque, New Mexico as a place. There must have been maybe 12, 13 people in that group. They all went through the four keys. And the tones. Now, they have met, and this is quite a few months ago, every month they all get together and even have made a replica, kind of a styrofoam replica of the city. And they use that tone to bring in the energy in the city. They use it to bring energy to the planet, to different countries. They know light because they are light. And they're watching their lives change. And the city, they can't hardly wait for the city to demonstrate. They're going to be the first ones at the door. Because
right.
the tones help everybody within any area of their being, no matter where you are. I can send the tone to you, Michael. And more good stuff than you even have going now happens.
Right.
It's magical. And I'm Please a genie. Do. I can grant wishes. So.
Yes, send me a tone whenever you like.
Okay. I'm going to send it when this is over. You're going to get it.
Great. Now tell
Frank,
me.
I think I'll send it to all the people. I don't know who's listening, but to all the people, I'm going to send a certain tone. You may pick it up. You may not. It doesn't matter. You're going to feel better.
Well, straight after this program.
Uh-huh.
Right, okay.
Why not?
We'll all be sitting waiting for you. Well, that'll be a nice experience. Now, once the cities have all manifested, will you have some special role to play in the future?
Gosh, nobody's told me that. I don't think I'm done, but I don't know. I haven't been told that. Probably, see, I'm guessing. See, I'm not being told, I'm guessing. So my thing would say I don't know, because I don't want to just guess. I want to know for sure.
Okay.
Don't give me anything but the truth, because that's all I'll give them out.
I would think with your knowledge and understanding of all these things, you would take a major part in running, well, I guess the Sedona city. But there you are. I'm sure you have a special place in it.
Well, ask Seleucia for me. He probably knows, or she, whoever.
Right, now.
You tell me. I think that'd be fun.
Well, yeah, I might try that. Well, I think I've already told you. You will have a special place in it.
Okay.
There you are.
There you go. Thank you.
I'm not going to tell you any more, though.
See, you're going to keep it all to you. Here, I've been talking for an hour.
Right, now, unless something else comes to mind, I have gone through the questions that I had prepared. So let's talk a little bit about some of your things. Is there anything about your new book that you would like to mention? I mean, is it different in any way to the earlier one?
Yeah, It will. It'll be different because in the first one, I had X number of embassy visits in it. Spirit now tells me you to put them all in, including the ones that I will send you after this broadcast email.
Okay.
They all go in. They want to end by dates. From the very first time I was told to go into the city and given my guide, how all this happened, how did all this take place, plus the beginning story, and anything new that comes up that is I don't even know about right now, will go into the. This is a bigger book. This is a.
Right.
Well, when you figure, I counted them up, about 124 embassy visits alone. Mm. I know how to get in there real easy.
Quite
Plus,
something, yes.
All the city visits of the buildings themselves, of what's taking place in the city itself. It has some of them in it. We'll have some more because I have been. Because until this book is totally published, I just keep doing what I do. And then that'll be printed and goes right in.
Okay.
And that's what Charles is working on now with putting it all together.
Right. So do you have a date for when your book might be published?
Oh, gosh. According to what Spirit tells me, it better be ASAP.
Yes.
We've just got two editors to go through the information. In different states. One will take all the embassies and make sure, because it has to be right, because what my teachers tell me is that this book will go down in history because of the city demonstration. That centuries
right.
from now, this book will, whatever this book is going to do, so it has to be, it really has to be right. And
yes.
my bio will change from the first one. Because I have since gone through, and I have a funny bio. It's called God, Me, and Mickey Mouse. So,
yeah.
So that's going in to give somebody a smile. And
right.
it'll be some with and most without. Most will be more.
Okay. Now, before we end the program, I'd obviously invite you to give out your website address, but will your new book be available direct from your website?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure Charles takes care of this, but I'm pretty sure that you don't want me to do it. You really want somebody who knows what they're doing, and he does. Uh-huh. Okay, let's see. I have it here. Somebody wants to take this down. We're the Sedona Light Center. The website is www.sedonalightcenter.org. That's the website. The email is info@sedonalightcenter.org. The Light Center phone number is 928-284-5566.
Okay, I should think people have got those ones down. Right, okay. That's fine.
Well, Michael,
I think
you're great.
Thank you
for having me on.
Yeah, I think that's probably about it, unless you have any final comment you would like to make before we disappear.
Yeah, I have just one final thing. Don't ever stop believing in your dreams. You never know where they might lead you. For if you do, something wonderful might not happen. So light it be.
I'll go along with that, because I think we are all creating our own future.
Aren't we? And I think we're having a lot of help from above, below, and a lot of things in between. Anything I can do to help you or anybody, just let me know. And Michael, you're terrific. Salusa, I love you deep. And,
thank you very much.
I look forward to talking to you again anytime you want to hear me go on.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And I think you're pretty good yourself, you know, Jeannie. I think you're probably very modest, but you're doing an absolutely super job there.
Well, that's God, me, and Mickey Mouse. What can I tell you?
Oh, now you've given away who your guide is now.
Yeah. Oh, well, don't be surprised.
Funny
and
fellow.
I will continue to send you the embassy visits as
thank you very much.
Progress.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that is the point there, of course, that people can bear in mind that you do make
yes.
your messages available if they subscribe to them. Is that correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So they can do that on your website.
Yeah, you've just got contact with Charles Betterton, Betterton.
Right, that's fine. Okay. Well, it's been brilliant. I mean, it's been all but an hour and a half, and the time's gone so quickly, it's just quite incredible. But as they say, it always goes quickly when you're having fun.
Yes, it did. You did the other time we talked, too. So
yes.
Thank you for taking all this time to listen to all different kinds of things.
Oh, it's wonderful. Even if you said some of it before, which you undoubtedly did, it's very good to be reminded of everything that's taking place there.
Well, a lot of things that are happening now, we're all forgetting everything. You talk to the women, they'll tell you.
Yeah.
We're all forgetting. So,
oh, that's brilliant.
But I won't forget you. Thank you.
No,
and God
I think
bless
I
everybody
say,
who's listening.
And say on behalf of all the listeners, we love you very much, Jeannie, and you're a wonderful soul.
Thank you.
Okay, so I have to thank you. Indeed, because you came on the show at relatively short notice, which was a wonderful break for me. So I hope you have a very interesting time, which is hardly need wishing you, I think, in light of what's going to happen. And we look forward to hearing the progress as you go forward.
Well, I look forward to meeting you in person. That would be fun too. So,
well, indeed. Who knows? One day,
who knows? I don't know. What do I know? I just know what I'm told.
Right, yes.
Thanks,
well,
Michael.
You send a little craft over for me, and I'd love to meet you at the city.
Okay, we'll do that. Ciao.
Okay, anyway, thank you very much, Jeannie. It's
God's
been very nice speaking with you. Well, you never know, we may well speak again before this year is out.
Well, I'm open to whatever God wants.
Great. Thank you very much.
Or Mickey Mouse, whoever. Sorry.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Ciao.
Well, friends, dare I say, as I usually do, that was another excellent program, and Jeannie's very knowledgeable, naturally, of her own subjects. Where else could you go to learn a lot about the City of Light? So thank you for listening in on that. Next week, I've got Charlene Proctor. She's an author, a oneness facilitator, and a spiritual peacemaker. So I'll say no more. In fact, to give her a full title, she's the Reverend Dr. Charlene Proctor. So hope you can make it next week. God bless you all. Thank you very much.